You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
All right, so what's that sound?
All right. Brett's got
JP's
it all.
JP's got the sound. Brett knows what it is.
Yeah.
We have to figure it out. So, Monica, we'll listen. And
I'll give you, you might cry.
What? Me?
Well, you probably won't. Monica might.
You might cry?
You might cry.
Why?
Once you find out what it is, you might. You're at least, there's at least going to be a, aw. Huh. Okay. Hope I'm not giving away too much. Brett, am I giving away too much?
Maybe. I don't know.
All right, I'll stop. Here it is. Again.
Oh. Huh.
Roger.
Wow, it's weird. The first thing I thought it was something electrical, but that's can't be what not what it is. I thought it was something to do with electricity. No.
No. Nothing to do with electricity. Right. Monica.
Horse hooves.
No.
Horse hooves. Oh.
No. Better guess. Should we open up 800-771-1025 727-579-1025?
You play it one more time.
Play it again. You have to play it more than once. I think you need to. I think you need to pay attention to the pacing of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Play it again.
Now I'm thinking of a rifle going.
No.
Nothing with ammunition.
Okay.
Nothing, Monica.
Eating is it? Is it an animal eating?
Yes.
Oh.
What?
Really?
Is being eaten.
Oh. And by who?
I don't know why I keep thinking horse, but like, is it a horse eating something?
It is not a horse.
I don't know.
Huh. No.
A horse eating something.
No.
So it's an animal eating something. All right, one more time. Animal eating something. That's an animal?
It's an animal eating an animal.
It sounds like plastic to me. That's
it sounds like a keyboard, or something.
It sounds so plasticky. I can't even get my brain around what.
That should help you, though.
Animal eating an animal.
I want to say hello to the Calta family as we play this one more time.
God, I can't even like.
Come on.
Like lion, tiger,
Why
bear,
would I say hello to the Calta family?
Huh?
Oh, because they have a tortoise?
It's a tortoise.
Being eaten by...
Oh, the tortoise isn't doing the eating?
No.
Oh, what?
No.
So is that like the shell or something?
That is the sound of an alligator eating...
No. Why are we doing this?
A turtle or a tortoise or whatever the hell it is.
Why?
That cracking sound would be the shell.
No.
Oh, my God, really?
Why did you ever have that sound? What's happening?
There was a guy who was filming it in the Everglades, and he made a little comment after, too.
I didn't want to interrupt your lunch. I saw that turtle that you were checking out. So, you're welcome.
So, wait, he's in the Everglades. He just happens to see nature happening, and he took a video of it.
Yeah.
Wow. A gator eating a turtle.
So unnecessary.
I never thought about who eats turtles. I mean, I never even thought of that. And he just crunches the shell with no problem?
They got to be someone's prey, right?
Poor little thing never stood a chance. They're so slow. What's he supposed to do?
Well, is that?
You know, it's going to lose.
Usually they're...
You know, you have that shell. The shell is only going to protect you from so many predators. Yeah, yeah. The alligator's got some set of chompers on it and just decided to...
Aw.
So is that all the same bite over and over? No, it's different, right?
Four different bites.
Four different bites?
And then swallowed whole after that? Like, I mean, is it all gone?
Oh, yeah.
Bye-bye.
And he ate the shell, too?
That's what that sound is.
Yeah.
No, I thought he was breaking the shell. I don't know if he's breaking it to get to the meat.
No.
He's like, it's the whole thing. It's like a crab. Like crab legs.
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I can't stop when Mike or his wife post those pictures of that tortoise, Ralphie. eating. I can't stop watching it.
Is it like mesmerizing?
To the point where, I would love, if we were in a warm climate, like I wouldn't have to worry about a winter issue.
Yeah, you know, want a tortoise?
I would have one in a heartbeat. I would sit out back once a day with a cigar and a watermelon. I would have the cigar. The turtle would have the watermelon, and I'd sit back there and just watch.
And that's your entertainment.
Yeah.
A cigar.
And I don't think I can. I don't think I could ever get sick of it. I don't. I don't. Every once in a while, I would throw in, throw a little mango in there, see what he does with the pit. Something. Cantaloupe, honeydew.
I guess it's a little bit sad, but it was out in the wild, and this is the way things happen. Alligators have to eat. So they have to eat something.
That's why I can never watch the Nature Channel. Right there, exactly what just happened. Well, because
that's part of the thing, though. You guys, I mean, you and anybody who like it, you have to understand that it happens. I mean, I know sometimes it's gross.
Nope,
you know, sometimes it's horrible. Lions ripping apart whatever, a gazelle.
No. In my head, they all sit in the forest, and they have tea parties, and everybody gets along, and nobody dies,
you
and
are a nut job.
Grass.
They have tea parties.
Everybody's friends.
They can't have tea parties. Lions cannot hold teacups.
Hakuna Matata clearly, and all that cool stuff.
Yes, Mike. Yeah. In my head, it's a Disney movie.
Even in Lion King, what's his name, went underneath the rock and ate those bugs and everything and crunched the shells and loved them, the stink bugs, the whole thing. See, it even happens there.
Kevin on line three. Go ahead, Kev.
Yeah, it's a panda eating bamboo.
No, we got it already.
I'm sorry, you're so close. Let's keep trying, though.
We got it already.
Just make believe.
Okay. No, sorry.
Close, though. It's very close.
Eric, line four.
Eric?
You took my guess.
He did. Do you have another guess what that sound is?
Oh, man.
It was a good day.
So close.
Obviously, it's a bear.
No.
I have no idea.
Another Eric on line five, and then we'll give it up.
Eric's been going on forever.
Eric's done. Eric is gone.
It's so mysterious, but maybe Eric will get it.
You know what, Brett? Play it one more. Oh, he's gone, too.
Oh, he's gone?
I'll do it anyway for the people who didn't get it yet.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
It really has a very plastic sound.
Monica?
heels clicking on a tile floor.
Sorry.
I think that's close.
No.
I still say it's something plastic.
Yeah,
I know what the sound is because I edited it.
Right.
Is it a horse chewing on a plastic bucket?
No.
Is that Roger, I think Roger's onto something with the plastic.
No, he's not.
And I'm onto something with the horse.
It sounds just like a horse eating a plastic bucket, too.
It's a horse hoof on a spackle bucket.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Now we know.
Let's just not tell him. What do you think? We'll go to break. We won't even tell anybody.
There are people listening.
Yeah, but they're in on it.
Right.
We're doing the break backwards.
We did that once years ago.
The answer first, and then go back to the question.
We used our early audience to play a prank on our late audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because, in morning drive, everybody's schedule is different. And, whoever's usually listening at 5, 6 o'clock probably isn't listening at 8 o'clock, that kind of thing. So we
had them work with us.
We used our early guys and gals to.
We punked the 8 o'clock people. The cicadas were around.
Oh, it was the cicadas.
We've done it a couple times.
And we were eating chocolate cicadas or something?
We said we ordered cicadas and we were eating chocolate covered and spicy and cayenne cicadas and all this stuff. And we were eating cheese doodles.
Right.
And then the crunch from the microphone was awesome. And people were calling up, freaking out. And what happened was the early audience called in and said, I got mine yesterday, and they're delicious. My favorite is this flavor. They were jumping right in, so we used them to punk the 8 o'clock to 9
so
o'clock people.
Wrong.
Yeah,
so
we did it again. We did it again too.
And they thought it was ridiculous. They were, how do you even eat that? You're disgusting. We had people pissed
and
off.
Another time we did it was we actually had a fake website made up that there was a law that was passed that if you had your Christmas lights up after January 31st, there was a $5,000 fine or something like that on every family, and we had the early audience punk the later audience, and this. What if my husband, he's in bad health if he falls down and cracks his head open, they ain't gonna get my five. F them, then I get my mother. People are losing their minds.
$5,000 will piss people off.
Yeah.
Oh, the fine was nowhere near that, and it was nowhere near gonna, they were never really gonna enforce it. They're just trying to make a point, I guess.
Mm.
And man, we had the early audience hopping right in. A guy next door to me just got fined. Just happened the other day. You know, whatever.
So not right.
Playing right along. It was so legit. I mean, we, you know, it sounds perfect.
Yeah, we got to go back to
that. But you
it.
Have to set up.
We haven't done that in like 10 years. We should give it a shot. I don't know what the trip would be, but.
Oh, wait. There was one other one. Remember, HD Radio came out. It was brand new. And I think management was like, listen, we got to start pushing HD Radio. It's radio's future. It's where it's going to be. It's going to be on all the cars eventually. And so he started talking about HD Radio, and somebody who had it called, and the idea was to get people to call to say, how do we sound? Does it sound better? And then we convinced them that, was it air conditioning? We convinced them that something was going to come out of their speaker, and the guy opened his car door and put his face up against the speaker so he could feel, oh no, so he could smell something coming out of the HD speaker. We're like, the HD speakers are incredible. You will be able to smell or whatever it was. And he put his face up against the grill of it, and it wasn't a setup at all.
Right.
Yeah, it was kind of ridiculous. Yeah.
Moral of that story, the story is the dumb provide entertainment.
Well, speaking of which, I can't believe nobody's gotten the sound yet.
God, it's been such a mystery.
Jeff, on line five, do you know what it is?
No. It sounds to me like an animal chewing on bubble wrap.
No. Oh,
no.
Sorry.
No. Well, line four, Jay?
Yes, I know exactly what it is.
Okay.
What is it?
Brady eating the Bills for lunch on Monday night.
Oh, there it is.
That's the sound.
There it is.
Poor
it's a crunching Buffalo Bills helmet as Tom Brady eats it with his jaws of death.
Yes, I feel sorry for Monica.
Thank you, Jay. Very good. Very good. You win the big prize. Please hang on.
What's the over-under for Monday night game? Any idea?
175.
Oh, no, Monica. Not even, you know.
Hey, listen, ain't the first or the last time.
You guys have upset them.
Exactly. If everybody's just assuming, good. Trap it up. Good. Underestimate. Do it.
You're trying to tell me that the Bills trap against the Bills against the Patch is a trap game?
Do it. Do it.
That'd be great if it was.
By the way, I remember.
In a way, I'd be very happy for you, actually.
I remember very recently, very, very recently, everybody underestimating the Bills against the Vikings, and we see how that went with the rookie QB. So.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know.
It's a trap.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you, Jay.
Tom Brady eating the Bills for lunch. Correct. Congratulations.
For those of you who actually don't know what it is, because even though we said it 30 times, that sound was a alligator eating a tortoise.
Mm.
Even though that
real life really nature.
Brett, was it a turtle or a tortoise?
Either one.
Either one good?
Either one.
It's got a shell.
Right.
That's right. All right. Well, Roger and JP, there's What's That Sound? Thanks for playing along.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.